Everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making French toast, and we're going to be doing two kinds of French toast. We're going to be doing the sweet version, and then we're going to be doing a savory version. So let's go ahead and start with the sweet version. I'll give you the ingredients for that, then I'll show you the ingredients for the savory one, and then we'll get started. So here I have got French toast, and as you can see, it's not regular sliced bread, it is thicker. So these work out much better than just the regular bread slices, because those are too thin and they become soggy. So these are great to use. They're called Texas toast sometimes when you go to the grocery stores. Then I'm going to be using half and half. Now, I make these once in a while, so it's up to you. If you want to do a low-fat version, you can go ahead and use 2% milk or skim milk, but I love making French toast with half and half. And then I'm going to be using some vanilla essence. I'm going to be using about a tablespoon of brown sugar, or if you want to add more, if you want sweetness in it. We're gonna be using one egg for that, and then I'm also gonna be adding some maple syrup in my French toast mixture. For our savory mixture, I'm gonna be using the egg, half and half, Cajun seasoning, green chutney, some parsley flakes, pepper, salt, and then we're also gonna be using the olive oil for frying, pan frying both of the French toast. So let's get started with making the sweet version first. And for that, we're gonna do is we're gonna just crack an egg in here. Okay. I'm gonna add the brown sugar in there. I'm gonna add half a cup of half and half. About half a teaspoon of vanilla essence, and it's totally optional. And about a tablespoon of maple syrup. And we're gonna give this all a good mix. Okay, I've turned my stove on. You just wanna make sure that you get all that, if you've got buildup of that brown sugar, to just kinda make sure that you get everything really well dissolved in there. And by mixing it really well, you're also gonna make sure that the maple syrup incorporates into the milk. Okay. All right, so we're gonna add some olive oil into our pan. We don't wanna do too much, just enough for us to pan fry it. We're gonna wait for it to heat up a little bit. And in the meantime, I'm gonna add my bread. And this should make about 2 thick slices of French toast. Looks like our pan is nice and warm. And I like using the fork when I'm. Okay.
So I know I said that this would make about two slices, but I think we can get about three to very close four slices of French toast. We're gonna wait and not turn it until they're really nice and nice color on the bottom. The brown sugar and the maple syrup will give it a really, really nice color on both sides. These work really well for kids' lunches too. And the nice thing is you can do them ahead of time or the night before. So you see the color is just really, really nice, really beautiful. All right, so I'm gonna take my last one out. Just wanted you to see how beautiful that looks. As far as the pan, I'm just gonna wipe it down with a paper towel just to clean it out. You don't have to wash it to do the second, the spicy ones or the savory ones. Okay. And I have switched off my pan just give us some time to get the savory ones going here. All right, I'm gonna get these out of the way. All right, so now we start with our savory ones. And again, we're gonna do two eggs. Half a cup of whipping cream. Or half and half, sorry, half a cup of half and half. Okay, just gonna use my whisk and whisk this really well. To this, I'm going to go ahead and add my parsley flakes, salt to taste, pepper, some Cajun seasoning, and that can be any type you want to add. I'm using the Tony's. I love this one. We use it on everything, French fries, everything, but you can use any. I know Lowry's has a really good brand too, but any kind of Cajun seasoning. And this is really basically what you like to add in there. So it's basically up to you if you want to add any other ingredients or any other spices in there. It's totally, totally up to you. And then I'm gonna be adding about a tablespoon of green chutney in there. Turn my stove on. My toast, the bread in there so it starts soaking in just a little bit. looks good. Pan is becoming nice and warm or hot. Okay, so I had started making these ahead of time, and I only have one more piece of toast left. So when you guys are making it at home, you should have another a total of 4 pieces of French toast that's gonna use up this mixture. But I had started a bit earlier, and I have got some of my savory French toast ready here. And I'll show you what I am gonna do with the leftover mixture. I'm just gonna make it into an omelet. And if you wanted to, you could add a couple more eggs in here to make it into the omelet, but I will still use my bread up here. Okay. Be nice and brown on both sides. And what I'm gonna do is, with the savory and French toast, I'm gonna add just a little bit of the green chutney on it. Mm. What a great breakfast. Or this would be really, really great with for brunch too. So I'm gonna take the sweet and if you would like, you can even top it off with powdered sugar or Cool Whip. That maple syrup is coming through from the mixture that we added it in the top. It's not super sweet, and the vanilla gives it a really nice taste. So I thank you very much for spending time with me today. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.